We're going to shift gears here and talk about long-haul truckers. Hard to imagine any job more typically American than that, with the possible exception of cowboy. But these days, the trucking industry increasingly depends on drivers from all over the world. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez has our story.
50 miles east of Los Angeles, just off of Interstate 10, is one of the busiest long-haul truck stops in America. It's where tired drivers can park their 18-wheelers for the night, grab a meal and shower, and relax before hitting the road again. The truck stop is also where you'll see just how multinational the trucking industry has become because of drivers like Harsharan Singh. He's a Sikh originally from Punjab, India. Singh hauls produce all across the western U.S. and Canada and spoke to me in the cab of his truck.
I got my license back in 2009 when I came here from India. Now, a lot of people coming from like Romania, Yugoslavia, like Chinese, Japanese, Russians.
It's a global village of drivers now on America's highways.
Exactly.
Immigrants' role in U.S. trucking is growing as the industry reports a labor shortage of up to 48,000 drivers. That shortage could balloon to over 170,000 drivers in the next 10 years.
I think the trucking industry in general is searching for people.
Justin Lowry studies the role of immigrants in American trucking at the Institute for Immigration Research at George Mason University.
A lot of the truck driving industry is declining because of the aging out of the population of people who are truck drivers. And so some of the gap that's being filled in the lack of truck drivers are the recent immigrants to the U.S. who are generally of working age and willing to work long hours and hard to support their families.
Are you all Ukrainian-born, Russian-born?
A small but growing number of truckers on U.S. highways come from Russia, Ukraine, and other former Soviet republics.
Well, when I first got to this country, I never thought I was going to do this kind of job. I mean, it was a sort of a dream to do it.
I met Stephen Abramovich, who's originally from the Ukraine, as he enjoyed an outdoor meal of cold cuts, hard-boiled eggs, and some wine with fellow Ukrainian and Russian drivers in a corner of the vast truck stop. He says a trucker is a trucker, but feels foreign-born drivers, because of language and culture, form a tighter community than American drivers.
We're raised differently. I don't want to be disrespectful to the American community, but Russian community and Turkish community and Ukrainian community and all the Europeans, they're more friendly. You know, there's some of the people, like, you know, we're sitting right now that I don't even know. But we're sitting together, we're having a nice meal.
American truckers tend to be what, more solitary
types?
I mean,
take a look at this truck stop where we're at right now. 550 trucking spots. Do you see anybody gather together but us?
There's no social life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's nobody sitting down together, gathered together just like us.
Ismail Abbasov started driving an 18-wheeler 3 years ago. He grew up in both Russia and Turkey and says that although he hasn't had many opportunities to socialize with American drivers, they've always offered a helping hand when he's needed it.
When I saw it the first time, I didn't know this job, you know, I'd never done, but I was asking and they helped me a lot.
But a lot of American truckers, especially the veterans, warn new drivers that the trucking life can be brutal. There are tight deadlines, often leading to substance abuse, and the long stretches away from home can be hard on marriages. Trucker Yancey Shipman has been at it for over 30 years and has had his share of problems.
It is a way of life. It rules your being. It used to be a joke, you know, you knew one thing certain about driving a truck. If you make plans, you ain't going to be there.
But despite the hardships, many immigrant drivers say the trucking life represents their road to the American dream. For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.